G'day everyone and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. It's the 2 minute warning today as Zave and Rhino return from the Gather Round festivities. Don't forget to hit us up on our socials with your questions for our mailbag as well. All right, let's get stuck in. It is the Hardball Gets AFL show, the 2 minute warning. My name's Chris Robinson, in for Nick Rinn. Ryan Daniels and Xavier Ellis are with me as I botched the intro. How you going, guys?
Well, I think you still said 2 minute warning.
Did I say morning or warning?
He's had three cracks at it, 2 minute warning. He's gone 2 minute morning, 2 minute morning, and he said it the third time. And I reckon he knew and he thought, yeah, I'm just going to keep going.
I did ask him when he walked in here to the studio. I said, how's the little one, mate? And it was a pause.
Yeah.
Good. Doesn't sleep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're forgiven for that.
Yeah.
We're all in that boat, mate. It's fine. We get it. Yeah. Like,
we're all at varying levels of sleep.
We're all carrying something at this time of year.
Yeah.
I mean, I just said I'd be on the couch for 3 months.
It's nothing to do with the kids. He's just not
allowed. Couch has got a broken leg, too. It's only a matter of time before the old fat ass lands, before I wake up on the floorboards.
Hey, how are you going, by the way? Because I was over in Adelaide for Gather Round, and obviously you were prepping for your big weekend there where you'd somehow managed to wrangle yourself four or five days off.
Have a listen to this too. Remember last week I set it up by saying 2 weeks ago the boys were in Broome.
Yes.
Week earlier they were in Augusta with them. Yep. I wasn't there, so dad, kid free. Then I had Gather Round, kid free.
Yeah.
And then potentially Em's going to Melbourne this weekend.
With the kids.
And taking the kids.
Unbelievable.
So that is a month of kid free. Again, I've still got so much brownie points. Honestly, we could divorce for 10 years and I'd come back and I'd still be probably the primary carer. But no, funnily enough, a kid's got gastro. So Gather Round. I was meant to be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. In the end, I got there 4 p.m. on Saturday.
Yeah, because this is – let me just take you back a step because I'm over there.
Yeah.
And I know you're coming over there. And we hadn't spoken, right? There's no text saying, what are you up to? Because I knew you were going to be getting up and about.
But I would usually throw you a bone and say –
Yeah, of course you would. But I was working and you were not working. Yeah. So I didn't want to hear from anyone who wasn't working because it was going to depress me. But then I bumped into somebody and they said, no, Zave's not coming.
Yeah.
His kids are sick.
Yeah.
He can't come. And I was like, oh, he's going to be so flat.
Yeah.
Because you'd been winding up to that for quite a long time. So you did get there in the end.
And I wrote in the group chat, the Franger squad. No, the armchair expert squad, different chat.
Very different chat.
just to clear up what that is. And it's inappropriate, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Clearly, yeah.
When you're out at a bar or a pub, the old-fashioned condom machines.
Oh, yeah, the old days. So they still have those?
Yeah, I don't know, but you grab them.
A couple floating around.
You grab one. And you see your mate at the bar and you walk over and just give him the old, two beers please, mate, or one beer, but you put the Johnny on the shoulder and they walk around with it for hours sitting there. Like, because you can't see it. You cannot see it.
Because you've
unrolled it.
So it's all that sticky sort of latex.
It's just sitting there.
Yeah, I've put it in the packet.
No. So you wrap it over the shoulder.
Right.
And you're sitting there and you might go, especially back in the old days when it was a single guy or whatever, would try and get amongst it.
That's
and he's just got a dinger over his shoulder.
Did you ever level up and pump a bit of the soap into it?
No, that's disgusting. That is disgusting.
Come on, Ryan.
No,
come on, Ryan.
There's a lot.
Anyway, the armchair experts, I said to them, boys, I can't come. I'm done. Unfortunately, I'm missing out this time. And then Em booked me a flight. So she went and booked it 9:30 on Saturday morning.
Works for Qantas, must be nice.
Got there and I watched half of the Freo game.
Oh, yeah, so you got to that game.
Second half of it.
Where'd you sit?
Pepsi area.
That place was going off.
I did not see one kick of the football, not one bounce of a football in the second game, the Cats v Bulldogs. I went down to the rooms after to say goodnight to Hawk, and I just assumed he played well. So I was like, well done, mate, great game, da 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 da. I didn't look at the stats really, I didn't know he kicked a goal. He was dog shit. I didn't know Jack McRae was sub.
Jack McRae was the sub.
No, he was in my fantasy side, had him out in the field.
Bevo got him.
Not one kick. I could have watched the game come flying back.
That's
as
amazing.
I was live.
That Pepsi thing was going off. So where I was doing my nightly crosses was next to the fancy room, their version, Ian McLaughlin room, which is their version of the chairman's lounge or whatever. It's
sure.
So it's all Dylan's there and Goiter's there. All the big dogs are sitting.
Not the Pepsi squad.
No. And then, but there was this room where you could go into afterwards, have a couple of beers. It was very low key, very quiet, a lot of people in there. And then someone said, I've got passes to this Pepsi room. As my camo, he knew someone in there. We were like, nah, mate, we're not going to
Well, they weren't
there.
Scanning them.
we got over there, and this place was like a nightclub.
Mate.
There's like, it's all black. There's lights strobing.
Yeah.
It was no
free
footy.
Free Pepsi
you
on tap everywhere.
You wouldn't have even
everywhere.
Known there was a game of footy. Yeah, I don't think it was Pepsi. I'll give you the hot tip.
Something a bit harder.
But, mate, you should have seen it. So they weren't scanning the tickets.
Right.
So it's just walked in and showed and got me wristband. But the pot bellies. I thought the pot bellies were a pop group.
Yeah, no. Nah.
They were hard.
Hardcore.
Hard dance
pot
stuff.
Pot bellies.
Hard.
He would have been
and then we got kicked out. They didn't like the mosh pit.
Zabe channeling is 08.
Yeah, all the big names from 15 years ago.
But I had no idea the pot bellies. I know they have that.
But so it was a big name. It was big name central. Like, you could not walk around anywhere without seeing. You know, I had this moment where, you know, Andrew McDougall, who's player manager for a bunch of players, Tim English, Aaron. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking to get on a bus to go to Mount Barker, and so I'm on the phone to somebody, can't remember who. I've walked past Mitch Cleary, waved to him, go past Stephen Silvani's, walked past with a bunch of his missus and a couple other people. And then I see McDougall walking towards me. And, you know, when you're like, you know, about 50 metres away and, you know, he waves, so I wave.
And not waving to you.
Shea Bolton was in front of me, so he's waving to Shea Bolton. But then we had a chat. And had a but who I was like, the most, people everywhere.
Who was the most unexpected big name that you saw?
I don't know about unexpected.
Other than the pot bellies.
No, everyone was expected. I mean, like, it was literally everywhere, though. Like, there's Koshy, there's Nathan Buckley, there's, I don't know, Hodgie's walking around with his family in the footy festival wanting to die.
I can't remember seeing anybody. Not a soul. Hodgie I sat with my four mates and I can't remember talking.
Hodgie had like, he had two or three kids there. I can't remember.
Hodgie's got a handful.
But he's walking around this footy festival because it's all just punters everywhere. And so every 2 seconds, people ask him for a photo. Can you sign this card? And he's just trying to be a dad.
Full on.
So is it fair to say you guys came from the Jeremy McGovern school? He did an interview when they were still on the East Coast last week talking about the fact that they were staying on the East Coast for the whole week. And this is his quote. All the dads are enjoying getting a couple of days away from the kids, which is great. Mm. And then quickly threw in there, obviously we miss them and love them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, good saves. Good save,
Gov.
Vibes.
Well, you find enough oxygen the day after a session to FaceTime them with about 2 minutes of energy.
Then
you put the phone down and think, thank goodness that I'm not dealing with that.
Just needed to get through that. Now, it was a very good weekend. Are we diving in?
Let's dive in. Who wants to take the new Sherry?
I'll go first. I want to go to North Melbourne. Look, it's pretty clear they're not going to be a very good side this year. That no surprises there. But there's two players I want to highlight a little bit statistically. Big boy, Charlie Combin.
199 centimetres. Mm.
Yeah, big man. They call him Chom, I think. Chom is Chommy. His nickname. 25 disposals, 8 marks. He had 13 intercept possessions.
Yeah.
He's only 22 years old. So he's always been a forward and they pinched hit in the ruck. And they've got,
well,
they've
need
got
someone
no
down
backs.
There. Yeah.
So he went back there and he looked pretty good. Like, the ball was coming in there thick and
no,
fast.
No, pay that. He did look pretty good.
First game of the season, 25. Hats off to him. Then the other guy I want to talk about quickly is Tom Power, who we have covered a bit in this podcast. But just some comparisons on his numbers this year compared to his career. So, career, 16 disposals a game. Now, this includes this year's averages too, right? So, he's been boosted.
Yeah.
24 this season. 24. So, he's jumped
and
eight.
Got stitched up on the weekend because he tagged.
15 tackles on the weekend.
We tagged so after half time.
Guess how many tackles he had in the first three games of the season?
7.
15?
It was 7. And guess how many he had on Friday? 15. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Complete spin. 5.8. Is that tackles or marks?
That would have to be.
Must be clearances and tackles. So anyway, 5.8 of each. He's got the same. And before that, wasn't even half of that. So he's clearly jumped up. He's raised his game to another level. So they just got to keep finding guys. Combin looks like he might be
I don't want to use him as a tagger again, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to use him as a tagger again.
I'm fine.
Chase
with,
the footy.
I'm fine with him learning roles.
But he's not your tagger.
You know, I reckon?
No.
But is it one of those ones where you tag and you learn some of the tricks from the guys?
No, Lockie Neal was off his head. Yeah. He was just going crazy. But go get Mick Shitberger from the twos, if you want to tag.
He's been playing pretty well back there.
Huge numbers in the twos.
For example, Liam Shields in the side. But make Pup do that role. Like, yeah. Liam Shields is perfect at it if you need someone to do it.
Yeah. Keep an eye on Mick Shitberger. What pick was he? Rookie draft.
I'll go Brisbane Lions. The question I was going to ask. So Lachie Neale tagged out because of the Tom Powell tag.
Is related to Matthew Leuenberger. He's one of his distant cousins.
Half cousin.
The hyphen shitburger Leuenberger. Lachie Neale, when he got subbed out, he couldn't find the footy after a huge first half. It was off the grid sort of tag with Powell. Do you reckon when the option was thrown up to him 10 goals up or 11 goals up and Tom Powell was doing a reasonable job as the tag, he's just like, my ankle is a bit sore now. Like,
it's a little tight.
I thought that too. When he was subbed off, I was like, there's absolutely, I know he has a sore ankle.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I was like, nah, he just cannot be bothered running around with someone
probably,
up his clacker.
Probably don't need a third Brownlow. I'll be right.
Nah. Yeah. And another one, last point, and I want to discuss this. Hugh McCluggage, he had 36 disposals, played well. He's 26 now.
Yeah.
Never won a best and fairest, never been All-Australian.
No,
never done any of that.
We think he should have been.
But he hasn't been.
Okay.
What is Hugh McCluggage? Is he going to get into that level, or is he always going to be, and I use my A graders pretty thinly.
Yeah.
Is he always going to be a B-pluser?
I think so.
He's not going to be an A grader?
I think so, yeah.
So he can go. I think if he's going to get to the A level, he might have to leave. Or he's going to have to they're going to have to make him the A grade guy. Mm. But you've got Fletcher coming through, you've got Ashcroft coming through. There's another Ashcroft coming through. And Neil's not going anywhere for a couple of years at least. So
I thought he was leaving.
good one. I think it's going to be tough for him to get to that level.
If it hasn't happened, we've got a pretty big sample size by now.
He's 26.
He's 26. He's played 155 games. Yeah. On the other side of the mountain.
Any time I look up their age and they're over 25, I'm like, you probably are what you are.
Like he did
unless
17,
they're a big guy and then there's a little bit of a scope.
He did 17 centre bounces on the weekend and played 36 touches.
Yeah.
And then he'll have 6 centre bounces and play on the wing and be rarely sighted. Is he midfield, or is he... Because we loved him, didn't we?
I think we do love him.
When he was 23, I think we thought he was going to be
He can do both. I think he can do both, and maybe his versatility gets in the way.
I think it kills him a bit.
Because they're like, we don't have a wingman this way. Hey, Hugh, can you go back out to the wing? Yeah, I don't know.
Port Adelaide, Ivan Soldo, big shout out to him, just going solo against Essendon's two rucks.
Soldo, we like that.
And did them both. Should we talk about the midfield trinity thing? Because it's kind of been done a bit this week in terms of which trio... of midfielders.
I thought you were going to tell me they all went to Trinity College or something.
I've not heard that at all.
I thought you were talking about the NBA Trinity. Have you heard of that? We can't talk about it on this podcast.
No.
If you're over 18 and you want to Google it.
Does this belong in the Franger group chat?
No.
It's probably
not even a fruity group chat. You just have to have been done one night to get in it. Yeah. You got your membership.
So if you're picking three midfielders to go to build a team around going forward, are you taking the... I mean, Rosie was just on another planet on Friday night.
Yep.
Are you taking the Rosie, Butters, Horn Francis triumvirate?
Well, we spoke to Mr. Georgiades this morning on radio. And I said, is Rosie real? Is he in the conversation as the best player in the comp? And our WhatsApp group chat was going around saying he actually might be the best player in the comp at the moment.
He's entered that level of conversation, which is rare air because normally there's like three or four dudes we put in there. Bond's always in there.
Nah.
He's in there.
He has to be in there.
Yeah.
He was unreal on Friday. He was just doing what he wanted.
But I think he was the best performer of the weekend.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
His ability to, and I've compared him to a few times, the downhill skier who I don't ski, but you know, he does that through traffic. And once he's got the footy in his hand, you're not tackling him. He's got that little bit of ablet about him where wasting your time trying to get him because he's powerful, he can sidestep, he just keeps moving
forward. It's funny, remember when Kane Corns was big on that in the first year? Rosie's going to be way better than Sam Walsh. I know Sam Walsh is a really good player.
But then he backpedalled.
Yeah, he backpedalled.
And then he said, I got that wrong.
I'll tell you what.
And now he's going back to being right.
No one's taking Walsh over Rosie.
No one is.
I like Walsh, but Rosie, the difference
more damaging,
is
yeah.
the damaging and 24-year-old captain as well.
Surprises me he's captain.
And to be... best on ground and probably best for the weekend, on the weekend where your state is hosting the whole AFL, that to me is like a statement. It's like when the All-Star game in the NBA is in that guy's city and he wants to win the MVP.
He can win the Brownlow.
It's very similar to that. Let's go to Gold Coast. I love stories like this. Sam Closey.
Yes.
Werribee. Is that one of Michael Barlow's talent from the Michael Barlow factory?
Factory.
22 disposals, 8 marks and a goal. He's 21 years old. I just love the way he used the footy.
But he's ready to go. That's the thing.
Yeah. He won't come out of that team. They trying a few different guys at halfback. Flanders was okay there. He looked really good on halfback in the wing, more of a wing role. But I just thought he looked like AFL ready. It was alarming how
But that's
ready.
The thing, and that's why... So he was taken in the draft.
Yeah.
I haven't really thought about too much. But the mature ages that are taken in the draft, so Manor, another Werribee product, if you go through it, I think they're the ones that usually kick on with it. The mid-season... Throw out the stumps a little bit more.
Mid-season's rarer. SSP's pretty good.
Yeah, but I just think if you're drafted as a mature age...
That's a real statement.
That's a sign that the club think you are a good... You're not going to be the superstar number one draft pick.
No.
But you're certainly going to play. You're a contributor. We're not using this pick to develop you. We think you're developed enough to go.
I don't think he comes out of that team. The other one I want to talk about is Mac Andrew, who looked really good.
Oh, Mac Daddy, mate. He was outstanding.
Well, he had 16 intercept possessions, which is a massive number. He also had 8 turnovers. So there's a bit of his game he's got to tidy up. But he just had those moments where you're like, oh, he's not going to get that.
I think he got stung early with a couple of turnovers and in goals. A
couple of nervous moments. Yeah. But there's something there.
He's amazing. He's one of those guys you just got to stick with, right?
Absolutely.
You just got to say, this is your role. You're here.
I reckon
Dimas,
the changes he made last week, was 7 changes or something? I reckon he's pivoted already and gone, hold on, there's still lot of development to do here. Mm-hmm. So I need to get these kids in. I need to play them. If we win, we win. But I need to... This is about 2 years from now.
Well, he said that 80% of the premiership team was on the list.
Well, it might be proven right.
But as I said when we did the review, it can't be the 80% we've seen.
No.
So it has to be the other ones that we haven't seen.
He's got to play this guy. Closer coming in is good. They've still got a couple other kids that haven't played. So I think it's... And Ethan Reid, good seeing him get a game. Exciting times.
Let's go to Fremantle Dockers. Let's quickly start with, obviously, we all know what happened. I just want to have a quick conversation around the captain's review because we had it on the radio the other day.
You don't like it.
Well, you were for it?
I'm for it, but the only way I would say yes is to have it as there's no more reviews throughout a game unless the captain calls for it.
Yeah.
So you might get one a quarter, and if you get it wrong, you lose it, and if you don't, you get to keep it. But no more I was at the West Coast Sydney game for Triple M. Mm-hmm. I think the first 4 scores were reviewed. And I was like, this is insane.
Yeah.
So we want those goal umpires making firm decisions, and then the captain can make it.
You heard the other day and you thought I was just wanted to get home, but I'm like, this is the 5th one we've had.
No, it's insane.
It's out of control.
So if we just turn it over to, all right, well, it's the umpire's decision, unless you appeal. The problem with the appeal, and I understand it, is how do you even bring it in? Like, how quick does that player have to react? Because it's like cricket where you have the 30 seconds between deliveries where you have that chance.
So my point is you wanted to review the mark.
Yeah.
So the game stopped because the umpire blew his whistle. Cottrell mark.
Yeah.
In comes Pierce and says, no, I want to review that.
Yeah.
Then what happens?
Yeah.
So well, in that scenario, it's so easy because he was tackled. So you just go, right, well, it's a ball up right there.
Cottrell would have been able to get that handball out easily.
Yeah,
easily. So then you're going, well, Carlton, stiff bickies, is now ball up.
I guess in that case then, would Cottrell have tried to claim the mark? Because one of the umpires called it
touched. No, but if the umpire says play on, clearly, he's not claiming the mark. It's a must-win minute to go.
What I'm saying is that the instinct into the player is to go, oh, I'll just see if I can get away with
this. No, not with a minute to go and play on call. You're going hell for leather to get that onto someone else. So the only point is, if you challenge that and it comes a ball up, well, all of a sudden the person who's got the ball has been disadvantaged.
Yeah.
He has every opportunity to flick a handball to someone inside
it's
50.
It's very difficult to do.
The sport doesn't really lend itself to it. NFL, cricket, they're all sort of stoppage-heavy sports.
Yeah.
And you could see it being used for the wrong purposes. A team breaks away, they're, you know, streaming out the field. Oh, hang on, I want to check this.
Yeah.
I'm
not for it. I just think that, it would have been such a disadvantage for Carlton.
It doesn't seem to have...
And such bad luck
for Freo. The mechanics of it can't work.
Jackson, just don't hit it there.
Yeah, I know. And there was a couple of those.
Shut it down.
Tracy was a mark on the wing.
Oh, just run it down your chest. Anyway.
The other WA club, West Coast, shout out for Brady Hoff, who did a really good job on top Papley. Going into that game, totally thought Papley could tear West Coast.
Didn't get a touch. Did not get a touch. He's had some tough jobs, Hoff.
Mm-hmm.
Really tough jobs.
Tony one of those
Green,
quiet achievers.
Kobe Waitman. Like, he's had...
Kerno.
the last year.
That was fed to the wolves.
That was rough, yeah.
The Harley Reid, this might become the Harley Reid kind of game. I'm sure he's going to have many games as we go along, but this was a real kind of Harley Reid statement game. The early goal, the 7 fend-offs, which is one off the all-time fend-off record.
Someone will absolutely shit-mix him.
Well,
because you get so confident that you can do it over and over.
He kind of got done a couple of times,
yeah.
But he kind of loved it.
He would love it.
That's what I like about him.
A... Luke Hodge equivalent of whoever, who just go, no, kid, I know what you're going to do, kid, and I'm coming hard.
But that's okay, though.
That's great. Like, it's great for the game.
It's like guys in the NBA who go up to try and block dunks. It's kind of like, yeah, you're going to get dunked on sometimes. Yeah. But you love to see the appetite. Yeah, and he's totally got the appetite for it, right?
And the best thing is, too, he's not fit. So he did it in such short bursts or whatever. But we do sing praises of this young man way too much, except for the weekend.
Well, like I said to you on the radio, I was like, there's been a lot of talk about him. Before the game, he probably had more back pages than disposals for the year.
Sure.
But this, when you have a game like this, we should be talking about it. Mm-hmm. I tweeted about
which makes it a bit...
The broken tackles, and some blokes having a crack at me about, oh, no. I'm like, no, mate.
Nah, this is justified.
But it does make it a bit sad, doesn't it? We've now smashed it so much. Like, on radio, I'm like, I'm not playing his highlights. I've done too many times now.
I think when you have that game, you're allowed to talk about it. Mm. I think we need to settle into the proper rhythm of him.
Darcy or Harley Reid, rising star?
Nah, Harley Reid should have
gone. Harley Reid. Yeah. 100%.
I watched both those games from start to finish.
Well, as you know, I didn't see a kick of
it. Yeah, I was going to ask you, what do you think of Darcy?
I just see the name of the guy. I kicked three.
Do you know who I thought was unlucky is St Kilda?
Which one?
Wilson.
Oh, yeah, Darcy Wilson. Yeah.
He had some good. Really big moments.
Yeah, he's trying a bit.
Yep. Who is it?
You.
Are we back to me? Jesus, yep. Moving fast, aren't we? Okay, let's go to Sydney. I just want to talk about Logan McDonald for a little bit. So, 11 goals this year. He's had a couple of good moments. He kicked 32 last year. Are you surprised by that?
That's Ollie Henry.
Yeah.
How many goals did Ollie Henry kick last year?
No, I listened.
Yeah.
I was listening when you guys were doing the Ollie Henry thing. I was like, there's no way he's kicked that many goals.
No, that's what everybody has said. What?
And he's going to kick 50 this year.
He will. It's a sneaky goal kicker.
That was unreal.
So I went back. He's played 49 games now, Logan McDonald. Yeah. So they've also got the bye this week. I went back just to see how are other key forwards that are going really well right now tracking after 49 games. So I went to Nick Larkey and Charlie Curnow because I only had 3 minutes to do it before we came in here. Curnow, the same number of games, had 60 goals.
Mm-hmm.
Logan has 67. So he's pretty much right in between those two.
I'll tell you what, Logan's doing really well this year. Getting a lot of Joe the Gooses.
He's getting a lot of
so many.
But am I right in saying, watching a lot of footy this year, that is a real way that key forwards are getting goals now because it's the over-the-back one.
It's just the turnovers. Yeah, you can't turn it over in certain areas.
And then you
it?
Just leg it, and then the ball's coming over the top. So while I think it used to be just a old mate sitting in the goal square.
But also you rely on...
But there's a bit more work to the Joe the Goose now.
A little bit more, but you also rely on your mate. Players these days too, they generally come at the kicker.
Yeah.
So to force them... So usually you just stay on your man and make them kick the goal. You're like, you're not getting a goal on me, no way.
Yeah.
Now you're forced to run at the bloke. Like Tom Stewart did it brilliantly with
Nick
Luke
Hind,
Bruce.
What about that Nick amazing. Hind one? Yeah, well, see the Nick Hind absolute shank.
Oh, And someone said he was passing it. I was like, Jesus,
he didn't know what he was doing.
He didn't know. Yeah. And Tom Stewart did a rip with Luke Bruce the other day where he went and Bruce ended up falling over and made a meal of it. But the Joe the Goose, he's going well.
He's going well. I just
see the one that you said's going to Freo?
No, I just said that they will be interested in
it. I've just made that up.
They'll be interested. He still hasn't signed yet, although it sounds like he's probably going to.
It's St Kilda Football Club. Who got their ears over a bit of Ross Lyon over the weekend?
He always gives you something. Yes.
The Laird's collar.
Oh, that was good.
And, I lost my licence just due to points.
Outstanding.
And then lent his car to Laird's collar to drive it around for a couple of months, got it back with a full tank of fuel, and then he subbed in the UFO business at half time.
Yeah, the aliens thing was great.
Mate, he was right off his rock. I loved it.
It's real Kevin Sheedy areas.
It was
when
great.
Ross is on, he's on.
Yeah. But I am going to add, so they're 2-2. Mm. So we used to say get to 80 points and it's hard to lose a game at 80 points. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're going to be in it if you can score 80.
Particularly in that era.
67, 67, 68 points St Kilda Football Club have scored this year in three of their games. Butler, Higgins, Membry, as much as we think it's a nice little forward line with a couple of young kids in there as well, they just don't kick a score.
They don't kick goals. They're one of the lowest scoring teams
67,
in the AFL.
67, 68.
Mm. Not enough.
So what do you... Well, I know we... They've got some nice players everywhere, and Sinclair, Wanganeen, Miller was incredible. He's such a beautiful
Bonner's
footballer.
Bonner's getting a ton of the footy,
but at the other end, it's a weak forward.
This has always
line.
Been the Ross thing.
Yeah.
I was going to say this is a Ross thing, right? So he's aware of the weak forward line. So he just wants that footy to be held up as long as possible.
But were they a weak forward line the last couple of years?
No, they weren't scoring a lot of points. King's pretty much the lone big guy.
That's it.
I know there's Membry up there and Kamenidis up there. They need another guy.
Yeah.
They need another big guy.
But not another guy like a big dope. Like they
need someone who can move around a bit.
Like a high draft pick.
Well, ideally you need the Charlie to the Harry. Like, and I'm not sure which one King is in that.
Yeah.
King's probably more Harry than he is Charlie.
Yeah.
He's probably halfway between.
Half and half,
But you need something for King because like there's a little mosquito fleet they've got.
Kilda finals?
They're going to be around the mark.
I think no.
They're going to be around the mark.
Just short. I think no.
Just short.
Ross will get him close.
When he gets his licence back.
Just for points.
Back to me.
Yep.
There's three clubs who haven't won a last quarter this year so far. West Coast,
okay.
North Melbourne, and who? Someone surprising.
I'm not saying Hawthorn because they came home hard on the weekend.
Hawthorn did come home like a truck on
Sunday. Someone surprising.
Someone very surprising.
Collingwood?
Nope.
Is it Queensland?
Nope.
Geelong.
Geelong is correct.
The Cats.
Just a little watch. They're unbeaten.
Shop early.
But they're just starting to run out of puff a little bit late in games. So that's just a little watch for Geelong. Brian Myers, shout out to him. Leading the Cats in coaches' votes.
Yeah.
Is he really?
And was
superb. He's having a really good weekend. Year.
Well, did you see the top disposal
getters?
That's
such a tough role as well.
So in that game, which I when I reviewed the numbers, it was like Bont, Libba, Treloar.
Yep. And massive
numbers. A lot of Pepsi.
Potbellies.
But then it was like Jeremy Cameron had 27. Bowes kicked two and had 20-odd.
Yeah.
The forwards were the ones that really did the the damage. Mm. So the Geelong midfield's a bit thin, and then the Grind Myers of the world in there as well. They're the ones that are probably getting the job done.
Do you know like Grind, because he's kind of got that short brown hair. Sometimes when you're just watching the game without binoculars or whatever, not on TV, you get confused between a few different players. But because of the way he kicks the footy and the way he moves, he's so distinguishable.
I thought he was shit early days.
Oh, I didn't think he'd be this.
I just thought the kicking style was going to catch him. And
I love it.
I don't think they thought he'd be
this. It's so unorthodox. No way.
I think they thought he'd be.
I know they're clever, but
19,
they're not.
20, 21, 22 guy on the list. He's turning into a top 10 guy.
Mate, I'm absolutely shocked by Grind Myers. And when they say, oh, if you ever want anyone kicking the ball inside 50, it's Grind Myers to get the goals. How does it hit the target?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's staggering.
It's unorthodox.
It's the Jim Furyk of golf swings.
Him and Stewart would be leading their BNF, I think.
Oh, jeez.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Stewart there.
Hard to go. I wouldn't know. Yeah.
Didn't see much of it on Saturday night.
You, Zoe?
Are you, mate?
I'm back. Jeez, it comes around fast.
Yeah, it's every 2 minutes.
It's every 4 minutes.
Four.
Sorry.
Richmond. Okay, so two of their losses have come by 7 points and 5 points. They haven't been miles off it. And even in the five-goal Port loss, I watched that game, they weren't that far off the mark. They got in front? Yeah, they were in front.
Third quarter or something?
And then it just kind of, they lost at the end. So they got West Coast this week, so they're 1-4 going into that game. They'd be absolutely dead keen on coming out of that with a win.
Put the West Coast glasses on.
Yep.
They needed Vlosten to get a week.
Yeah.
And they needed, who got rubbed out last week?
Baker.
They needed Baker to get two.
2 weeks,
I think the difference in that game is going to be Dusty.
Yep.
And Bolton.
Yeah, clearly.
It's daylight between the next two goals. Best.
Bolton does love playing well at Optus.
Yeah.
Remember that last quarter?
It was the best last quarter of football I've ever seen against the Dockers, I reckon, over here. Might have kicked two and had 13 touches, but it was
Is that the game he refused to talk to me after the game?
No.
He just doesn't do post-match interviews.
With
anyone. Like, so he's just so shy. Like, he just doesn't want to do it.
Right.
He just, like, so you go up, he's just had the game of his life.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'm not doing it.
Jesus, hard at Richmond then, because Dusty doesn't do it either.
You know what it's like. You've got about 15 seconds to get this interview ready to go, because it's going live.
Yeah.
And then I've just seen Big Nack, and I was like, come here, big fella.
Oh.
And he was like, yeah.
No, Richmond, I said a few weeks ago, I thought they were going to get Collingwood. Carlton that night, they got rolled just. And they lost three players.
That was their 5 point.
They have lost a lot of power with Bolton, Bolter, Lynch.
Jacob Hopper.
Hopper, Prestia, Grimes.
What I will say.
All not in at the moment. I think Grimes might be back.
There's three players I want to see in the team for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Tom Brown.
Tom Brown,
A1. Can use the footy.
They've got to hand the keys over.
He looks like he's a mature age. Was he drafted out of somewhere?
No, I think he's a kid.
Mate, he's got strong legs on him.
He's a big boy. Kane McAuliffe. I know he only played a quarter, but I like the size of him. And he's from Port Augusta? And Sonsi. Just keep those three guys in the sight. There's others too, but keep them in the sight.
Thomas Dow, and he rolled his ankle on the weekend. I was like, that's a broken ankle. He came back on. Then his ankle went under him again. Yeah, he ran off again.
Like, nah.
And then he went back on and found the footy. And to his credit, like, toughed it out. Yeah, I don't know if he had subbed off in the end.
I can't remember who got subbed off. I flicked over to
the Hawthorn game. But he toughed it out for a long period of time. Hawthorn Footy Club, again, didn't get the chocolates, charged home like a freight train, had a shot at goal to go in front. I think we spoke, Rhino, a few times about their kids. And, Robbo, I don't know if you were over the Hawks a great deal. They got a lot of kids, and we thought that maybe Connor McDonald was going to be the one that sort of popped out
it's
above.
Quite.
He had seven disposals on the weekend.
The one who missed the chance?
Missed the chance at the end.
How did he miss that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Off the boot, I'm just like, oh yeah.
He actually took too long to kick the footy.
Don't know. I don't know how
really
he missed
weird.
It.
Like
he, would kick that 100 out of 100 if you do the training.
Really strange.
Not even charging. Like, he wasn't full speed. It was a nice rhythm.
Yeah. Plenty of time.
Just misses. So the Hawks go down by a few points. They're now 0-4. Is that an honourable defeat?
It's perfect. That's a perfect result.
Yeah, that's an honourable defeat.
You're taking that?
Yeah, 100%.
So I heard who they interview? Someone on, I think it was the president or CEO, was like, I think we outperformed ourselves last year a little bit. Mm. Coming into this year, some people had expectations that we could push towards the eight. Mm. Internally, we're certainly not in that conversation.
Oh, God.
Sure. But people were putting him in around the 10th or whatever.
Could Hawthorn bounce?
Yeah, correct. And they were like, no, I think we completely outperformed ourselves last year at times.
Yep.
Beating Collingwood, beating Brisbane. Mm-hmm. I think they beat another top four side. So I think they've almost skittled the top four. Mm. This is where they are. Not the shit they've served up a little bit earlier in the season. Mm. They'll topple three or four more teams along the way.
Yeah.
But the first half was poor again.
Awful. Yeah, Meek was good.
Yeah, he was good. So that was his best game. Yep. What does it do with the CEO's boy?
Well, he's not the CEO anymore, isn't he?
His Reeves gone, has he?
I'm pretty sure he's not the CEO.
He did. I think he might have left. I think he did.
Which makes it awkward for Ned now.
Hard.
Difficult. Harder.
You'd think so.
Lloyd Meek's making it hard for Ned right now.
No, he played well.
So they wouldn't mind massively being 0-4. A team that is minding massively being 0-4, Adelaide. This is, history shows you're pretty much done now, right? Yeah. Unless you're, I mean, Sydney did it from 0-6 a few years ago.
I think 2010 we started 0-6 or 1-7 or 1-6 or something and made the finals. Yeah. But charged home,
compared to Sydney, compared to this Adelaide side,
but charged home and got rolled by Freo over here. We just ran out of steam because we shot ourselves in the foot all the way to the start of the season. Yeah.
The Morabito first season.
Goal, correct.
Some real concerns here for the Crows, obviously, and for Gather Round as well, big occasion. 0-4 just sucked the absolute life out of Adelaide. Jake Soligo.
Love him.
Stuck him in the centre square. Bit of a statement of intent. So Crouch started on the bench. Soligo in there from the get-go, which was nice.
I was big on that when they came over to... Did you call the Adelaide game? And I said, just put Soligo in the middle and see what happens elsewhere.
I like the little blonde tips on the side.
He's got a bit of power and a bit of ratty about him.
He's a mungle.
He's good. He's on the side.
It's like a mullet, but with these two little blonde tips on the side, just because he's really feral.
But he repaid them. He was terrific.
Do you know who that reminds me of? It reminds me of Freo last year. Everyone coming in was going, hey, this is it, Adelaide, here we go, Adelaide. And then they start like a busted ass, and the season's just about cooked within a month. Freo did the same thing last year.
Yeah.
Well, did you watch the game? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we spoke, like, the mix of slow in Laird, I should say Hunter, Laird, Dawson, and Crouch. Had to change.
Hey,
they put Dawson forward.
Well, I was going to say,
he's the Dawson only one, forward is not the answer.
He's the only one that had to stay around the footy or put him back to help his launch.
My question Dawson is, cannot be the guy who's getting squeezed.
Their back line is awful, though, right? It's awful. Is Dawson playing back as an intercept defender and a user off halfback? They were better last year when he was doing that. When he went into the middle, they weren't that great. It's great for him.
Mm.
His numbers look amazing. Yeah. But he's amazing anywhere he plays. Because Laird and Crouch, I don't think you can play him anywhere else.
No, Laird can go back.
Miller from back there
Laird
as well.
Can go back.
Yeah, well, he did start back there, didn't
Laird
he?
Laird can go back.
I don't know.
Maybe his first 6-7 years there, I reckon.
Yeah. Me again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mate.
We're seeing I'm going beautifully. We're seeing a little bit of a breakout here from Cody Waitman. aren't we?
Yep.
8 tackles and a couple of goals on the weekend.
Yep.
I reckon he's he's emerging as one of the better small to medium forwards.
I did it 2 weeks ago when he'd scored, had 7 games where he'd kicked
three or plus,
and Charlie Cameron took 28 games or something.
And the knock was, we talked about it that day, was he's either on or he's off.
Yeah.
And I think this game was an in-between game, which is what we need to see more of. So instead of the offs, it's an in-between and an on.
Well, they always say the best players, like a Bont, for example.
Yep.
He's a 10,
high floor.
Or he's an 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's never going to give you a 3.
No.
Yeah. So, and I think
if he does, he's probably broken his ankle or something.
Something's gone wrong. I wanted to mention Sam Darcy, rising star, 3 goals, 12 disposals. Yeah, I think we all agree that it probably shouldn't have been him, but I'm fine with it. I'll live with it.
He's showing signs of talent, though.
Oh, yeah. No, he should stay in that team. Aaron Norton, how many goals do you reckon he's kicked in 4 games?
Oh, I'm going to go with 5.
7.
4. So he's had 1, 2, 1, and 0.
Is he a defender?
Well, they keep saying he's not. But I mean, if you envision, let's say 3 years from now, where you think Darcy and Ugel Hagen could be,
it's amazing that Bevo hasn't done it more because Bevo loves throwing these guys around.
So Naughty, the one guy he won't move.
Under 18s, it was Sam Taylor fullback, Naughty centre halfback.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was a defender.
He's an exceptional reader of the footy as an interceptor.
And his kicking was always the issue.
And it's not like they have a ton of them.
Yeah. Mm. But the numbers they kept getting. What's the answer? Because finding the footy's not it for the team.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they can't keep wasting this.
How good's Bont?
Yeah, he's amazing.
I could just watch Bont highlights all day.
He was incredible.
Yeah. This is the thing. You've got Bonting, and then you've got Treloar and Libba absolutely holding up the end of the bargain. Yeah. And losing games.
The Bont thing is would be Adelaide going, oh, we're getting a lot of football in the midfield. Let's send Bont out of it.
Yeah.
With Dawson.
So true.
Don't give Bevo ideas.
Is it me?
Yeah. I've had 21 disposals. How many metres gained are you hoping I've had?
21. Oh, let's say 10 per disposal. 200 minimum.
300 plus.
Mm. Have you heard something I'm about to talk about?
Your man Darcy Parrish?
Darcy bloody Parrish.
Now hold on a minute. We had a request from Kevin at Kev's Kickers, Essendon fan. Please bullet my team this week. Go on.
54 metres gained.
All right, now you're going to bullet him?
54 from what?
No,
21?
I don't want to bullet them.
Okay, well, Kev, you're going to have to hear it.
Because this is so typical of Essendon. Hear it. 21 disposals, 54 metres. That's one kick.
But he's
one kick forward.
But he somehow won the best on ground medal, even though they lost by 70 points.
Oh, my God.
Somehow,
anyway,
like he always seems to do.
They've won 2 games. They've beaten St Kilda and Hawthorn, who aren't top 8 sides in my eyes.
No.
They've lost to Swans, Port Adelaide. Typical. They're not going to be bad enough. They're not going to be good enough.
Yep.
They're going to get middle-aged recruits, and that's them for 10 years.
Who can they get next year? Who's the middle of the run? I need to see the free agent list. I'm going to do that next week.
Joel Hanley.
I'm going to predict. I'm going to look at who's available, and I'm going to say these are the two blokes that Essendon's going to target.
Who's the most Essendon guy out of this?
Is Dylan Shill still there?
Yeah, he's not playing, though.
Yeah.
He's
not playing, but yeah.
Injury.
I thought he may have finished up, but it's just so, watching that game, what are they?
They're nothing. They're just very average.
They're Zach Merritt.
Yeah.
Well, he's the one exception.
That's
to everything else.
I feel like they've moved some. Like Nick Martin's been good.
It's
going
pretty
back,
well.
But at the same time,
doesn't do anything.
I was trying to watch out for a bit of Mason Redmond on
Mad Dog
Friday night. I was kind of like, has that role kind of taken away a little bit from Mason Redmond and how his progression had been coming up?
1,000%. I reckon at the moment Martin's disposals, without looking too deeply, the last couple of weeks have been 80% defence, 20% forward.
Something like that.
That needs to be 50-50. And if that means he has 22 touches and not 38 touches.
I've really liked his game, though.
Mate, they're not going anywhere.
I know. I don't think it's him, though. I think it's the other stuff.
Everyone can run around. Sheasel can run around and have 40 in a defence like
that. Nah, he does take it on a bit.
Yeah, a lot of lateral stuff as well. But I just want him hitting inside 50 kicks.
Okay. Sorry, Kev, you had to hear it.
Sorry, Kev.
Kev wanted it.
No, he wanted me to board, send him. Cancel him.
He wanted the bullet.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. Melbourne, what a fantastic week for them. Probably the biggest winners of the past week or so. So getting out of Adelaide with 2 wins against South Australian sides.
Yeah.
The Brisbane
in
stuff
Adelaide.
Happening to distract from them. Rubbish that was nice. That was happening. So
what do they have going on?
Well, their original stuff with all
oh,
the drugs.
Oh, yeah,
and
stuff's
all the
begun. Yeah, oh, yeah, that, no, yeah, that's shit.
So
yeah.
The Brisbane stuff happened, everyone stopped
God,
talking
yeah.
about Melbourne.
Sorry.
It was fantastic for them.
Sex will always beat drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't realise there was a ranking, a hierarchy. But
you work in the newspaper, Mel. What makes the front
Don't
page?
Don't pretend there's not a list up in the wall.
Yeah,
out
what
there.
Makes the front page?
Ideally, when both are mixed in together, that's
the story.
That's the
it goes Harley Reid, sex, drugs.
Shout out to two of the guys who have been holding up their defence. Obviously, Stephen May has been doing it for a long time. Came back, had the ribs.
Oh, yeah.
So
it looked
tough.
Sore early when he did. Someone landed on him, but not really squished him. It was like, oh, he's ginger.
And just had every reason to either not play at all or to just yank himself out halfway through that game, or at least sort of late in the game when it looked like it was done. And then Judd McVee as well, doing really good job.
Are they calling Silky?
Yeah.
After Sean Burgoyne?
Yeah.
Okay.
I reckon there's a bit of Sean Burgoyne there.
I like that. Yeah. Good WA boy, but he's just one of those ones who's under the radar in that sort of back half who's just...
He was so under the radar. I remember when he got drafted and it came up that he was W. I was like, how have I not heard of this bloke?
Before I make...
He came out of nowhere. And I normally have a pretty good handle on the kids coming through, but he was so under the radar. But
especially out of that Midwest
factory
region. Yeah.
Well done.
I'll tell you who's bloody nice, and I'm going to go with it, and there's a chance to win the Rising Star if he goes up another peg.
Caleb Windsor. Yeah, he's.
I just had a look. He had 16 disposals for 431 metres.
That's
game.
A lot of nice things.
I mean, he is. Yeah. He reminds me a bit of Bailey Smith out on the wings when Smith was.
Yeah, I could see
good looking fella. Yeah, bit of shag on
got
top.
Got the hair going.
And ran with it, carried with it, kicked it. Looked like he kicked it pretty
this
nicely.
This is a very good draft crop. This is a very good draft crop.
They're all just ready to go. He's so ready to go.
Carlton is my last team. Jeez, they were lucky. I think we saw a no Freo didn't win the game.
Did Freo smash him in the clearances?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smashed him in the clearances. So I think there was two things that you can do. Well, obviously, they're related. If you win the clearances, you keep the inside 50s down. So they only had 48 inside 50s, which I think was their lowest for the season. And they just basically cut them off. So Freo almost got it done. Mm. But I reckon that's a bit of a blueprint for teams trying to shut down the scoring of Carlton. Win the midfield battle. Don't let the ball go in there.
Well, they're thin in the midfield. And that's why I backed Richmond that night. They're thin.
Well, Walsh back this week
Walsh
helps.
Back this week does help massively.
Wietering was excellent. First game back. Was it first game or second game back?
Second game back.
Yeah, he played against North. But he was great. Without him, I don't think they win that game because he kept Amos to zero.
But he also found the footy.
Seen that Freo have asked for a little bit of an explanation from the
they've sent some clips.
AFL just about Amos, the treatment off the ball, wasn't able to lead up, was sort of restricted. So I think they're just, you know, coaches do that every now and then with their key forwards or their prime midfielders.
Yeah.
Just so that hopefully the next
just put
week,
it on the agenda.
A couple of extra free kicks.
100%.
Clarko told me a funny story. I'm not even going to say it, but.
Oh, come on.
You got to find
You can't tell us the story and then not tell the story.
You can't do that.
I think it was in... No, I can't.
Just change the names of the players.
No. It was involving Fremantle.
Yeah.
And they were... This is back...
That's years ago, mate. Everyone's changed.
Is this a Ryan Crowley story?
No. And they were picking the back person off at centre bounces, so the sweeper.
Right.
They were coming in and splitting the sweeper pretty hard.
Is it Ross era?
No, pre. It might have been Mark
Harvey.
Pre-Ross.
Yeah, Harvey right.
I think I think Clarko might have sent some vision in... showing what they're doing, that just keep an eye on my sweeper getting picked off at centre bounces, please.
Yeah.
And I think the first centre bounce, I think the sweeper got picked off and knocked out. And Clarko couldn't help but show the vision on the plane to the umpire flying home.
Yeah, right.
I think it cost him a fair fight. It's funnier when you use names and wind up in the story. But
That's Carlton done.
No, I've got the Giants. Hey, let's tip our hat. And I know that we say to West Coast, for example, that they rely so much on McGovern being their best player,
Yo
being their best player, the Tim Kelly being their best player. Mm. The Giants aren't much different. Mm. They've been a lot of good players, but Steve Coniglio, we have to tip our hat to this man. He is a superstar of the competition again. Another 27 and 2 goals. Lockie Whitfield spent a long time on the bench with a neck or eye.
Like almost a whole quarter.
Yeah, ended up with nearly 30. Yep. Toby Green kicks 5. And Josh Kelly has 27. Mm. Toby Green goes nuts.
And they can allow, like Tom had a quiet game. Tom Green had a quiet game.
But
so they
guys,
can have one going quiet now because they've got so many.
But not many of them do.
No,
like
very
every weekend,
rarely.
You get that up and
stars.
You go, They're superstars, and I know that's why they're superstars. They're meant to be there. But I reckon they have the most consistent group of superstars these days.
No one talks about Canelio anymore.
There is zero fluctuations between their... We spoke about Bont being... And Bont's a different level, probably.
Yeah.
But they're just Canelio's standard and Josh Kelly's standard and Whitfield's standard. They're a 9.5 or an 8.
So it's Whitfield, Toby Green, not in order, Canelio, Tom Green, Canelio, Josh Kelly, and Sam Taylor.
They're their best players.
They're the big six.
Yeah. Oh, and Jesse Hogan's going bananas. He could have had a big day.
Probably on the next rung.
Yeah, next. But those six.
Are we forgetting anyone?
No, I
think that's the six.
I think they're the six.
Yeah. It's crazy. And I don't think we give those guys, and it's a bit of the Giants.
All of them could be all Australian.
If we talk about the Giants, we give a bit of the old, Sam Taylor, best defender in the comp. But we don't really go, hang on, Steve Keneally has a top 10 midfielder in the comp at the moment.
Yeah.
Josh Kelly's the best wingman in the comp at the moment. Mm. Tom Green's an inside bull, but he's competing against other inside bulls who find the footy for fun.
Yep.
So these are the best players in that position, nearly.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Anyway.
And then they've got a whole bunch of guys on the next
level,
tier.
Level two's pretty healthy, that's another story.
I think it's pretty clear they're the best team.
More players from level two are going to creep to level one as opposed to drop to level three.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Last club is Collingwood. I'm standing in Nick Rin's spot, so to be remiss if I didn't say the vibes are just off here.
The vibes are off.
They're way off.
What is going on here? Yeah. Because this is a club that we saw.
Where are they at? Is the second sentence.
Where are they at?
Yeah.
Was it this podcast?
Because the vibes. And where are they at? Because the vibes. But how many times have we seen them just run over the top of sides in the last quarter? They had that done to them.
Yeah.
They were very
and
lucky.
And they were just. Yeah, that if that game so goes for another 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, they lose.
Nick Dacos
guaranteed.
Had two in the last and looked like he'd. Honestly, run from Melbourne to Adelaide to play. He looked like he was out of league.
Very strange.
Hardwick would look like Toby Green cross Lance Franklin.
It's amazing.
They were.
Are you ready to concede the short preseason thing yet or not?
No, I tell you what, I am ready. Was it this podcast that I was attacked?
You're on so
about
many.
My Jordan, it's hard about my Jordan DeGoey. He's the one you tag, you stamp out, let Dacos run, let Dacos be Dacos.
You've been saying that for a while. I don't think we attacked
him. No, but Jordan to goalie on the weekend.
Yeah.
He was very good.
Like, and they ended up cutting Dacos free, which in the end it was like that opened the game in Hawthorn's favour to go silly the other way.
Yep.
I think that is the – Dacos is a beautiful footballer, and I do not want to downplay how good a footballer he is. But he's going to get 30, and it's sometimes a Nick Martin 30.
Yeah, it can be.
Do you know what I mean? Like, let them have it.
I don't think I ever got sucked into the Nick Dacos is the best player in the competition.
No, but he was a star.
Yeah.
He would have won the Brownlow last year.
He's clearly a star.
He would have won the Brownlow.
But there's, I don't know how many players, probably at least five, maybe 10 that I'd prefer to have.
Last year?
Yeah.
Last year?
I think so still, yeah. At least five.
Forget what you've seen the first 4 weeks here, or
I
5 weeks.
Five. Give me five.
Last year. When he was at the peak, when he was having 45.
But I'm not just talking midfielders either.
Yeah, I know that.
Like if you're building a team.
Yeah, I think I had him at one last year. I thought he was unbelievable. Yeah. But now he's sort of slipped into that, can find a lot of footy.
Yeah. He wouldn't be in the All-Australian squad now.
No.
He wouldn't be.
I don't know who would be if Collingwood.
Not many.
DeGoey's been very quiet until that game.
And the buyer comes at a very good time for them. They've got some stuff to figure out.
Crazy.
We're going to say goodbye as well. Ryan, Xavier.
Thanks, Rob.
Thanks
get
for
some
your time,
sleep,
guys.
Mate.
I'll try and get some sleep.
After that intro, you really just started to lift after that.
Thanks to our listeners as well. And don't miss the mailbag tomorrow. We'll chat to you then.